All right, the second question is, you had an epiphany during a ski trip in Europe where you saw a man ski down towards you. Tell us about that. So the man I saw skiing down towards me was trainer Casey Bowies, who was the technical director at Sunshine Mountain Lodge at the time. And I was sitting at the glacier on a water break on one of our early training days. I saw Casey ski towards me, and it wasn't like anything I'd ever seen before. He generates power like nobody else in the industry. He's such a master of using all the forces that are acting on his skis and his body to generate force that he uses to propel himself wherever on the mountain he wants to go. It's very exciting to watch. And the man leaves 2-inch trenches in the snow often wherever he goes. You can always tell Casey's been somewhere. There are going to be big trenches all over the run. So I saw that and something just clicked. I dropped my water bottle like out of my mouth and I decided right then and there that I did not care about anything else. I wanted to ski like that guy. And needless to say, Casey's bigger and he's had different life experiences, different body. I do not ski like Casey Bowies. I ski like Christine Davidson, and that is really good, but I changed my attack and realized I'm not going to ski like anyone. But in the process of training with Casey towards the level 3 and then the level 4, I learned more than just how to be an excellent skier and a great ski instructor. I learned how to train towards a goal, how to set a goal, and then create a training plan for myself so that I have a progression that gets me to that goal. And that's an invaluable skill set that I am so grateful to have. That comes from ski instructing. So as much as people would think, when they think of ski instructor, they think of someone holding ski tips, going backwards with a 3-year-old in front of them. And for sure, there's a lot of that, but a lot of people don't realize there's a great deal of skill involved in being a ski instructor, from the hard skills of being an exceptional skier and great at guest service to being able to problem solve on the fly and read a situation to make good decisions and being able to be self-motivated. I think that's a huge skill that I learned. And that is really helping me now as I work towards building a business where I really, nobody's making me get up in the morning to put the time in. Nobody's putting any pressure under me to write copy or build a website or go out and network. I am motivated to do that myself, and that ability comes from the journey of attaining my level 4 qualification, working with great trainers and observing how they work towards their goals. So Casey Bowies, he represents, I think, more than just one skier. He represents athletes and discipline and the hero's journey from dream to acquisition of the dream. So I owe that man a lot. I'm really grateful. There have also been many other incredible trainers I've been so lucky to train with. But Casey's probably one of my favorite still this day.